We're joined by a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. Lots to cover with Charles Robinson. My man, Charles, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing less well than I was a week ago.
How come? Talk to me. What's up?
Been a few things that have happened that have made the typically beginning to lull late end of the preseason a little spicier. So I just want to know, like, how did you absorb Andrew Luck's retirement? Where were you and what went through your head when you heard this?
Hey, man, I'm doing this interview. No, it's fair, actually. You know where I was? I was in Lubbock, Texas. I was in Lubbock, Texas to talk to the head basketball coach at Texas Tech. So I was taking that all in there, but I saw the reaction, and I was kind of gathering it all in, getting ready for this show this morning because I was not on the air yesterday. I was going to say to you, what was your initial reaction to the news that Luck was retiring?
I didn't believe it. Like, I didn't. It was funny because what happened actually was our producer, I was in the middle of working on some stuff, and I wasn't online. All of a sudden I start getting all these text messages. The first one I pull up is our producer for our podcast. It's just WTF, but he didn't follow it with any information, which is kind of scary in our current climate.
Right. Like, it could be anything.
It could be anything nowadays. So of course I'm like, okay, either I just got fired or we're nuking a hurricane or it could be any number of things. So I went to Twitter. Obviously, I saw what, you know, Adam Schefter had dropped, which kudos to him. Unbelievable. And I was like, no way, it's a parody account. There's no way that's true. These people are stupid. And I start looking and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, I'm like, wow, this is real. And then next thing you know, it's just like popping. All these guys across the league, you know, whether I'm texting them or they're texting me, they're like, is this true? What are you hearing? Why did this happen? You know, is there something going on? I think it just stunned everyone. I thought the greatest reaction was when Jason Garrett was told in his press conference. You see Jason Garrett, he almost shrinks like 3 inches just from like sitting there and trying to process the words that he had just heard. It made no sense.
We're talking to Charles Robinson. He's a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. You know, as I think about it as well, when I was in Texas, I did do that. I tweeted WTF and I left it that. I mean, what did you think when you saw his press conference and then laid out the reasons behind his decision and all the pain that he had gone through? Then what did you think?
I thought he was relieved. Like, that's when as I watched it, I was like, he almost seems relieved. Like, he was smiling a lot. Like, he obviously there were the tearful moments. But it felt like he was kind of getting this off his chest that had been weighing on him for a while. And it was odd because it was being released in the way that he had not anticipated. Obviously, it was supposed to happen the next day. His parents were flying in, like all this different stuff. And then he comes off the field. People are booing him. It's like the most chaotic moment it could have possibly been. Like you say, he's wearing a T-shirt. Like, and then yet he seemed like it was this release, like just getting it off his chest. And when he talked about all the injuries, I sat there and I thought the same thing I thought when Barry Sanders retired, Calvin Johnson, even Gronk. I'm like, this guy's coming back, right? Like, this guy's coming. This is just an overreaction. But then when I listened to him, all that entered my mind is this sounds like done. Like, he's thought this through. He clearly, this has been a problem for a long time. And he is definitely looking at the next multiple decades ahead, not next year.
Charles Robinson is our guest. So what do you make of people suggesting that Andrew Luck might not be that tough, that retirement isn't actually a retirement, but he's just quitting and looking for the easy way out?
I just don't buy it. I think you don't know. People have to understand the nature of those injuries. And like, so for one of them, the lacerated kidney, you know, when he's urinating blood. So when I was in college, I had a roommate who lacerated his kidney in a high-speed car accident. That's how that happened. And he kind of went through the same thing. His kidney function wasn't right for a couple of months. He went through urinating blood. Like, imagine that. Like, you're a football player, and he finished a game with a lacerated kidney. So you get into a high-speed car accident, then you go back out for more high-speed car accidents the rest of that game. Right. That's one thing. Then the labrum. Then, you know, the foot problem that's obviously been something that's been lingering for a while, the ribs. It's just the litany of injuries for the longest time. You know, you get worn down by it. And I think people have to understand we're entering an era where the money is so big in the NFL. Guys like Gronk, guys like Andrew Luck, they can start to listen to their body rather than sitting there and going, you know, what about all this money I'm left on the, you know, I'm going to be leaving on the table. Andrew Luck earned $100 million in cash. Well, you can listen to that and listen to your body rather than sitting there and going, well, there's $300 million left on the table. Some guys, I think, are going to be more inclined to listen to their body. And I'll give you one quick story here.
Sure.
I know I'm taking up time, but here's a quick story to maybe understand why Andrew Luck's definitive. A couple years ago, I was talking to Peyton Manning. He says to me, I remember when Andrew Luck was you know, in this process of deciding whether or not he was going to come out, you know, his junior year at Stanford. So, you know, Manning's phone rings. It's Luck. He thinks, this kid's calling me to ask my advice about whether I should go to the NFL. He answers, Luck called him to say, yeah, I'm going back. I just want to let you know I'm going back. Like, I'm not seeking your advice. I've thought this through on my own. I'm analytical about it. What I'm actually asking you now is, now that I'm going back, let's talk about what I'm going to go through my last year at Stanford.
Hmm.
I think that speaks a little bit to how he formulates things in his mind, makes decisions in his own mind without listening to other people. If you're not going to listen to Peyton Manning about the biggest decision of your life, you're going to listen to yourself going into the NFL, you're probably going to do the same thing going out.
It's a good story. I like that. I'm glad you shared that. All right, so what about the Colts fans? Although I didn't ask you specifically about the dopes that were booing him, you kind of got into that when you explained that you have to understand what this guy, what everybody who's ever played in the NFL has had to go through. But do the Colts owe their fans, the fans who have bought season tickets, do they owe them anything to make this thing right?
I think there is a fair question to be asked. You know, given that, look, Irsay came out at one point, what kind of raised my eyebrow was when Irsay came out and said that, you know, he clearly had known that, you know, Andrew Luck was thinking about this for a period of time. And he told, you know, Andrew Luck, he was like, I was looking at it like from a father's standpoint, you know, I'm telling him to take your time, think this through. Well, they know this is happening. You know, they know that this is hanging in the balance. And then there came a point where they knew and had to actually make the decision to not claw back money. They knew he's out of the equation for us. Whatever season tickets you sold during that span, you probably owe a refund, honestly. Like, or you owe the ability for people to return those season tickets. Because as I wrote about this, I'm like, look, when you pay Bruce Springsteen prices, you don't want to see someone else in front of the E Street Band. Like, you're going to see Bruce Springsteen. He's one of the rare quarterbacks who sells tickets. Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers. There are a few of these guys, Patrick Mahomes. When those guys are out of the equation, you have to sit there and weigh, is this really fair to our fans? I know no one wants to worry about being fair to the fans, but I would just focus it through this prism. You just said to Andrew Luck, hey, circumstances change for you. We could get our $24.8 million in unearned bonuses back from you, but we're going to let you walk with that. Now you're going to turn around to your fans and you're going to go, hey, we know circumstances have changed, but we're keeping your hundreds or thousands of dollars. Not a great PR optic, at the very least, for the Colts.
So really quickly, let me ask you about that near $25 million in bonus money that they could try to fight for and try to get back. Is it because, quote, circumstances change and maybe that's a going away gift to him? Or are they trying to leave a good taste in his mouth in the event that they try to convince him to come back down the road?
I'm with you. I think it's the latter, and I think it's the good take. I think it's them sitting there going, look, he's going to turn 30 in a week or 2 weeks. There's a large window here. This is a guy who could return in a year or 2 years or 3 years. Let's not burn that bridge. Let's go ahead and say, keep the money. Let's not do what the Lions did with Barry Sanders or Calvin Johnson and you know, make their defining piece, who could still come back into the equation, irate. Let's ride this out and see what happens. I think it's a smart investment. And, you know, to me, just be prepared for Andrew Luck to be connected to every quarterback needy team the next 5 years, because it's going to happen. Every time a team loses a guy, people go, what about Andrew Luck?
He is a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, and you know that's exactly what's going to happen. Also a co-host for the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast, Charles Robinson, all over it. Charles, great to have you back, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You got it. Well done.